The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Welcome back, foolish mortals. Tonight's terror tale is about a weird and unpopular teenage boy who is obsessed with death, darkness, blood, and the devil. Parts of this were inspired by a true story. I call this one, I Want to Be a Vampire. Enjoy, kiddies.
There was a teenage boy named Logan who said he wanted to be a vampire. Everyone thought he was looking for attention. He didn't have any friends. All the kids in the school were afraid of him. He was odd-looking and his head seemed to be too large for his body. He was unnaturally thin and his eyes were sunken and he had dark circles around them. His cheeks were hollow and his skin was a deathly shade of pale. He dressed in black from head to toe. He wore a long black trench coat that resembled a cape. When the other kids were playing sports, Logan would be sitting in the corner of the schoolyard, engrossed in one of his books. He collected books about vampires, devil worship, and satanistic rituals. He read each one over and over, feverishly underlining passages and taking notes. There was always strange rumors about him floating around the neighborhood. Some of the younger children claimed that they had seen him murder a dog and drink its blood. Others said he would kidnap cats in the neighborhood and bring them to their home where he could perform weird experiments on them. His parents were worried sick about him. His odd behavior unnerved them, and they didn't know what to do with him. They brought him into doctors and psychiatrists, but none of it did him any good. One night, his mother found some of his books. When she realized they were about Satanism, she was horrified and threw them in the garbage. Logan didn't complain or protest, but when his parents went to bed, he crept downstairs and went outside to retrieve his beloved books from the trash. The next day, he made a big hole in the ceiling of his wardrobe. It was his secret passage and allowed him to crawl up into the attic unnoticed. He kept all of his books there, safe from the prying eyes. The attic became his secret place. He even constructed a makeshift altar and decorated it with satanic symbols, upside-down crosses, and crude drawings of the devil. One night, he broke into a local church and stole a silver chalice and some communion wafers. He brought them home and placed them on his altar. During the day, Logan was sleepy and lethargic, but at night he would come alive. While his mother and father were asleep, he would creep around the house barefoot, trying not to make the slightest sound. Sometimes he would creep silently into their bedroom and stand over them, watching their peaceful slumber. One day, the teacher gave everyone in the class an assignment. They had to write an essay entitled, When I Grow Up. The teacher asked if anyone wanted to read their essay out loud to the class, and Logan raised his hand. He stood in the front of the blackboard holding a crumpled piece of paper and cleared his throat.
When I grow up,
he began,
I want to be a vampire.
The other kids rolled their eyes and giggled. Logan seemed so excited, the paper was shaking in his hands.
I want to sleep in a coffin.
He continued.
I want to surround myself with death. I want to dedicate myself to evil and get revenge on all of my enemies. I will surrender my soul to Satan and accept him as my Lord and Savior.
That's enough, Logan.
The teacher interrupted. Logan ignored her, and his voice grew louder. None of his classmates were giggling now.
I want to drink the blood of little boys and girls and feel it coursing through my veins. I want to sink my teeth into the soft flesh of victims and feel their hot blood trickling down my throat.
Stop it, Logan.
The teacher cried.
Sit down.
I want to rip them open, pull out their insides and feast on their entrails. I want to destroy every living thing. They want to burn the world. I want to kill everyone who's made fun of me.
The teacher lunged at him, snatching the paper out of his hands. Logan clawed at her and screamed like a mad thing. As she grabbed him by the neck and marched him off to the principal's office, he was yelling,
I want to be a vampire. I want to kill you all.
I want to kill you all. Logan was suspended from school when his parents had to meet with the teacher and school principal. After that, everyone watched him like a hawk. Neighbors would pull their children off the street when they saw him coming. Rumors spread quickly about him, and nobody wanted anything to do with him. One day, a little boy lived in the neighborhood went missing. His parents searched for him, but there was no sign of him anywhere. It was as if he just vanished in the air. The police were called, and they knocked on every door in the area asking questions. One of the officers questioned Logan and noticed he was acting very nervous. The policeman had a bad feeling about the teenager and insisted on speaking to his mother and father. Logan's parents let the policeman in and agreed to let him search the house. Logan grew even more nervous. The police officer searched Logan's room but didn't find anything suspicious. Then, he opened the wardrobe and noticed a hole in the ceiling. When he poked his head up through the hole and peered into the attic, his eyes were greeted by a horrifying sight. Later, he would say it was the single most disturbing thing he had ever seen in his life. The dead body of the missing boy was hanging from the roof. His arms and legs were tied to the rafters of the attic in the shape of a crucifix. Beneath him was a satanic altar, surrounded by books on devil worshiping. On the altar was a silver chalice filled with blood. The policeman scrambled downstairs and raised the alarm. He shouted for his colleagues, and when he told them what he had seen, they began a desperate search for Logan. But the teenager was nowhere to be found. His parents had no idea where he was. Policemen on the street swore that they hadn't seen anyone leave the house. Nobody could find a trace of the teenage boy. The police were baffled. They were sure there was no way the boy could escape without being noticed. It was a complete mystery. Later on, one of the officers did recall witnessing something strange. He said that just after the commotion had started, he thought he saw something fly out of the upstairs windows. It flapped its wings and disappeared into the night. He thought his eyes were playing tricks on him, but he could have sworn it was just a large bat.
Ah, did you know that this story was actually inspired by a real-life murder that happened in Ireland in 1973? A young boy named John went missing. When the police investigated, they began to suspect a teenage boy who lived next door. They searched his house, and in his attic, they discovered a dead body of the young boy. He had been tied to the rafters of the attic in a crucifixion pose. And under him was an altar, a silver chalice, and some books. Of course, in real life, the teenage boy didn't turn into a vampire bad at an escape. He was arrested and sent to jail for his terrible crimes. As I always say, the living is more scarier than the dead. Do you know why the vampire was locked up in jail? Because he went bats! That's all the time we have for this week, kiddies. Join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for some more spooky fun and find out how to get a copy of your free haunted coloring book. Until next time, remember to stay spooky.